The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Tonight, Cabba Radio gets all dolled up for a photo frenzy! Teddy welcomes four of Vancouver's elite photographers, Frank Julian Roberts, Shamona Henry, Voodoo Bill, and Trevor Jensen! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Holy cow.
Sorry, I was feeling it after that last thing that was played before us.
Woo! All right.
Feeling it!
I just had to sit back and take a minute there with that intro. That was crazy. E-Rock.
Feeling it!
Rocking the mic. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Cabba Radio. My name is Teddy Smooth.
Looking a little like Elvis this evening.
Yes, I'm still rocking the stash for November. Crabs and Treason's on their way out. Thank you, man. Don't forget, go to the Republic tomorrow night. Crabs and Treason's Rally Rail will be spinning. I forget the name of the show.
Mix Blend,
there we go. He's going to be at the Republic.
Mega Blend.
So if you're around the Republic tomorrow night and you want to get on the guest list and stuff, hit that up because there's going to be some going on. Welcome to Cabba Radio this Tuesday. We're into December, E-Rock.
A crisp Tuesday.
We are into... It was very crisp today.
Yes, I believe it's
December 1st show.
Yeah, you know, it's getting into the winter now, and we're getting a little more chilly here, but that's okay, because it's a great month.
It's a great time for fashion.
It is, it really is.
Because you can do the layers and the mixing and the matching, you know. You have to sort of bundle up and get the appropriate sort of clothing to go with that.
Interesting fact, I am wearing 17 layers of clothing this evening.
You do look rather odd tonight.
Yes, except for the pants, of course, being the no-pants zone.
But I understand, we have the photographers on tonight, so, you know, you wanna look your best in case they want to snap a few shots. Hey! Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking good if you want to just click, clack, and clack, clack.
It's weird because we actually went to grab a few beers right before, and we walked in, and somebody looks at us and goes, "Hey, where are you guys going?" I said, "Well, we're going to do a radio show." And they kind of gave us this weird look, and as I thought about it more, why do we dress up for this show, Teddy?
Because.
Okay,
thank you. That's all you need to know.
Well, thank you.
It puts you in the mood. You know you want to be E-Rock and Teddy Smooth. You can't just show up in your...
Come on!
Well, sometimes you can show up in your PJs, but we don't wear pants, so you got to have good underwear on, and you know, so you got to look good coming into Cabba Radio, for sure.
There it is, baby.
Got to look good with the cameras flashing, you know? I wanted to mention one thing before we go any further in this show, is I wanted to thank everyone who donated to our fund drive, because rumor has it we actually broke our goal. We were going for $24,000, and I believe, I know we went a little bit over, but I'm not sure how much over. So I just wanted to...
25.3.
That is
unbelievable.
I wanted to thank everyone who donated, including all the listeners. I know... Mama Rails is out there, and I know she donated. I saw her name on the sheet, so I want to thank Mama Rails from the Crimes and Treason family for donating.
Radio family.
Yeah, she's one of our listeners. Mama Rails, how you doing?
We can't wait to actually meet you, Mama Rails. We've heard a lot about you.
A lot about you.
And we look forward to the day where we do shake the hand of Mama Rails.
Mama Rails.
Who am I kidding? I'm hugging you when I see you. I'm hugging you.
I'm giving you a hug, too. I'm not even a hugger, and I'll give you a hug.
And don't be... scared of my mustache, because...
Yes, that's another thing we should talk about. We still love our mustaches here on
It was Movember.
Cab Radio.
It was snow.
Yes, Movember was around.
Movember or Movember?
Movember.
Movember.
Movember, yeah. And yours is starting to look... I mean, we made fun of you in the beginning, but no joke, man. Today when you showed up at the restaurant, I was at a restaurant with DJ Kato having lunch, and Eric E-Rock showed up, and...
Mustache
I was like, whoa,
blazing.
Where'd that mustache come from? Because all month we've been bugging him about not having a mustache. So.
You know, from November 1st till now, I've been growing it. And it's kind of a shame as to what grows upon my upper lip. However, like you say, a month in and now it's starting to show.
You put in the hard work and it pays off.
Exactly. You need to put in the groundwork though, people.
I wanted to maybe put a shout out here tonight. If you want to call in, our number is 604-822-2487. Numerous ones of you, I'm sure, have seen us maybe in pictures or live at some of the events we've done. You should give us some advice. Should we shave it? I'm thinking I'd keep it till Christmas. I mean, E-Rox is just starting to come in.
Yeah, people are noticing it now. I'm thinking
so
longer.
I think we should keep it, but we kind of want to know what you think as well in the cabaret rodeo. Well, sorry, I have a cowboy shirt
on. You know,
that
should almost be our thing. We keep them until the cabaret rodeo show.
And then... have a big shave off.
And I'm assuming the Cabaret Rodeo show would be sometime in the summer being...
I'm not keeping this all the way till summer.
Oh, really? See, I'm throwing out a challenge here and...
I don't know, man. All the way till summer?
Well, oh, look at this. We've got a caller. Perhaps
we do have
seen a photo. I'll grab this.
All right.
You keep going, man.
Yeah. So, well, we have our first caller. We'll see what he or she has to say.
Hey.
Should we put her on... Is it her or him?
Hey Joe, how are you? Here we're gonna throw you on with Teddy Smooth here.
Right. Hello, hello,
hello, Teddy Smooth.
Oh hey, who's this?
This is Mr. Joy.
Oh, Mr. Joy from what's your show called again?
Beats from the basement.
11 to 1 Saturdays.
La 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 la.
What's so? Are you calling in to say what you think about the mustaches?
You should keep the mustache. I mean, I believe that there's powers in the mustache that people don't know once they have it. They realize that, you know, there's unseen powers.
I said hi to somebody that I knew and they were confused, so it was a whole new look. They didn't know it was me. I was hiding behind the shadow of the stash.
And it's a camaraderie thing. Like, I took the SkyTrain and I saw, you know, another guy with a mustache and he gave me the nod, you know? Like, hey,
it's like motorbikes when they drive by each other. They give the little, hey, how you doing? It's the mustache
totally now.
I went to the Roxy the other night after Kitty Nights and,
you do that too,
man,
though.
There was so many mustaches.
That's what I said.
So many mustaches. It was incredible. It was this great brotherhood of mustaches.
I think you guys should keep it. I think you should do a contest to see who can keep it the longest.
Ooh, I'm liking this. Although mine does look like I am a 12-year-old adolescent child who is trying to glue some hair onto the top of my lip. I will go with you, Teddy.
Toe-to-toe with Joe. Are you keeping yours?
Joe, do you still have yours? Yes.
I'm keeping mine.
Are you really?
I'm actually going to Mexico for Christmas and New Year's.
Excellent.
See, I'm going to San Francisco. So I'm thinking that'll be like a good thing for the photos.
Hey, boys, you want a mustache ride?
I feel like I'm going to assimilate once I get to Mexico because, I mean, last time I was there, a lot of people had mustaches, so.
Awesome. Keep it.
I think I'm going to try and keep it as long as I can.
All right. Well, thank you for your vote, Joe. We'll put you on the ballot.
All right.
Have a good night.
Show,
bye.
Thank you.
Mr. Joy, you can catch his show Saturdays, 9 till whenever. Beats from the basement. Well, they'd say 11 till 1. But sometimes I know Joe gets out to Dollhouse before 1. So maybe it's after 1. I don't know. I'm bartending. But that's Mr. Joy. Thanks for phoning in. If you'd like to phone in and talk about our mustaches, 822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. 2487. And I think I'm going to keep it at least till Christmas, but we'll see after that. I don't know how long I can go after that.
The last 2 days, people have actually said before me going, hey, what about my mustache? Look, it is there. Look in the light. Two people have actually noticed mine, so I'm beginning to believe that... Oh, we've got... somebody at the window knocking.
It is a beautiful thing. They will have to wait until that sign tells them it is off.
Yeah, that's
anyways,
a very good thing.
Let's get to tonight's show. With enough with the mustaches, but yes, feel free to phone in throughout the show. Again, it's 604-UBC-CITR. And if you want to phone in and tell us what you think, keep it or shave it, let us know. Tonight on the show, we have a slew of Vancouver photographers. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got four of them. They're going to be sharing mics. It's going to get crazy. And we're going to introduce to you these photographers right after this break. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Cab Radio's Photography Edition.
Yeah, yeah.
101.9 FM.
Ow!
CITR.
Feeling.ca. Feeling it.
Time to do something. Maybe there's a gas station.
Oh, Susie, you say thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will. I'm just going to go put these with all the other glasses. gloves that I have, because I tell you something, I sure do get a lot of gloves. Gloves from you people. Happy freaking Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, we don't use that kind of talk around here.
Happy winter time. Hi, everyone. Merry seasonal tidings.
The holidays can be stressful. Luckily, Mint Records' ridiculously early Christmas party is back Friday, December 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring performances by Aunts and Uncles, Catherine Calder, Fanshawe, Telerissa, Hot Panda, Van Cougar, Carolyn Mark, and the Pack AD. Duncan of Duncan's Donuts fame will be DJing. So come celebrate Christmas ridiculously early with Mint Records. December 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret, located at 395 Kingsway.
Gypsy man that nobody knows.
Yes. Matt Mays and El Torpedo. If you haven't seen Matt Mays, he puts on an amazing show. Last time at the Commodore, he's wearing an all-white suit along with some shades, long stringy hair. He rocked out. It was amazing. Amazing show. Matt Mays and El Torpedo, that's our song Cocaine Cowgirl from their album Matt Mays and El Torpedo here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM CITR.ca. My name is Teddy Smooth. I got E-Rock in the background.
Ow! Still feeling it, baby!
Still feeling it. E-Rock, we got some tickets to give away. Glitzorama, have you heard of it? It's a show coming up Saturday, December 12th at the Red Room Cabaret. It's as early show as they always are at the Red Room on Saturdays because they have to bring their DJ in. Fucking DJs. Nah, it's okay. I love the DJs. I DJ. I understand. But we got some tickets to give away. Two pairs tonight, in fact. And I want you to win them right now. So call. E-Rock's going to answer the phone if you call. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you have two tickets. A pair. One pair of tickets to Glitzorama. Next Saturday, December 12th at the Red Room Cabaret. Call now. Live here in studio, I'd like to welcome our guest to our photography edition here on Cab Radio. I am joined by Frank Julian Roberts.
Hey there, Teddy.
Shimona Henry.
Hola.
Voodoo Bill.
How you doing?
And Trevor Jansen.
Evening, folks.
Now, the very first question I have to ask you, I did put out a little bit of a survey to some friends wanting to know what they wanted to know about photography. And overwhelmingly, this question came back as the number one question.
It sucks and you never make a living out of it.
Have you fucked one of your models?
Teddy!
Well, before or after I photographed them.
Well, let's say after. That wasn't specified. They just wanted to know.
A girl doesn't kiss and tell.
A girl doesn't kiss and tell? That's from Shimona. Frank, how about you?
I don't hear any guys there.
Yeah, but it's not going to be that exciting. You see, my wife has modeled for me many times. So.
Ooh, you
That's
devil.
That's a pretty guaranteed one there.
You devil.
Yeah.
Trevor?
Those are good photos.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in the same boat as Frank. It doesn't really count if it's your girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys are taking these. I'm just. These are what the people told me they wanted to know.
Never your wives or girlfriends. I know it's.
Put them
it's
in a
late
tight
night.
Spot.
They're not listening.
We have reputations to look out for here.
You work in the cabaret scene a lot. Come on.
Okay, you got a point.
Speaking of that, I mean, one of the reasons why I decided that I wanted to bring you guys on the program for this is because the four of you seem to gravitate towards the cabaret scene. Now, what is it about the cabaret scene, Shimona? You like that? It was like a detour to who I wanted to ask the question. Has gravitated towards coming to shows like Kitty Nights or other shows around town that showcase burlesque talent and cabaret talent?
I think for me it was just a different venue to capture the women. It was a challenge at first because I didn't have the equipment for shooting live shows and I was so used to studio work, and it was just a challenge to catch the women in pinup poses live on stage for me.
What type of challenges were there, like, that you hadn't encountered, just trying to capture live sort of movement instead of sort of
in
studio?
Yeah, for being a self-taught photographer, it was something totally new. And I was out of my element, and I like a challenge, so.
How about you, Frank?
Well, I have to agree with Shimona. Shooting live is distinctly difficult sometimes. But for me, I mean, you know, I'm a guy. Burlesque is burlesque. It's hard to deny that it's a pretty compelling topic, so. As I began to make good friends with a lot of the local performers, then coming out to all the shows and shooting a lot just was a natural for me. And I found over time I've gotten pretty good at doing the live venue thing.
Did you start, like she was saying, more sort of in a room and then sort of built from there? Is that...
No, to be honest, I've always been more of an event slash, you know, kind of party photographer. I'm a self-described burner, so, you know, shooting around crazy burner parties and at Burning Man was kind of a big step forward for me photographically. And then I started to explore other areas after that, but you know, once you've shot such a crazy environment as that, burlesque is kind of easier.
And what about you, Trevor? I've noticed on your website you have sort of magazine stuff as well. There's a great variety there. What brings you to the burlesque? Is it the sort of the over exaggeration of self? Does that bring photographers in?
That's certainly an element. I mean, as you pointed out, I have editorial stuff. I'm more of an editorial, photojournalist kind of styled photographer. The thing that really draws me in about it is just the vibe. It's not just the performers, but also the audience participation. Burlesque performers being kind of these attention-driven, kind of attention-fueled performers, I should say. They're really awesome. So that vibe, kind of like watching it go back and forth, and you know, not just photographing the performers, but you know, everyone involved in it, and the audience. It's just a great environment, and there's just so much. And the people that show up are dressed up to the nines too.
Yeah, I've noticed in some of your shots, you've actually stuck around, taken actually pictures of sort of the after effect of it. What has drawn you to that? Is it just trying to see how the crowd becomes after seeing a show like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's hard to describe in that sense then. I guess kind of just capturing the scene and the kinds of people that are drawn to that. I mean, there's talking to burlesque performers when they're performing outside of that element, they really feel like they need to educate the audience about like the fact that they're supposed to hoot and holler and stamp their feet and get involved and really cheer the performer on, and that kind of spills over into afterwards as well, when people are dancing or just kind of talking, and capturing that, the kinds of people that are not a little bit, just they're loose.
Sort of brings them out of their shell a bit, because it's okay to cheer and be sort of overtly sexual, and we don't often in a lot of people's eyes, we don't have a chance to do that.
Gotcha. You ever been to a strip bar and seen the same as a burlesque audience?
What's that?
You ever been to a strip bar and seen the same reaction out of there as a burlesque audience?
Yeah. Well, again, exactly, Bill. It's more as opposed to sexually aggressive or predatory, and which is a kind of a more of a strip bar environment. You're getting more of a sensually charged audience and audience experience, and that's collaborative. Even
it's very positive, as opposed to with strip clubs. I find it sort of a negative yell, like yeah,
show us your tits,
yeah, your pussy, or you know, there is a certain encouragement to cheer at burlesque shows and stuff, but it tends to be more in a cheer at how I'm making fun of stuff or how I'm, absolutely, you know, creating something.
And the girls cheer louder than the guys.
They do.
I got to tip my hat too to Vancouver's burlesque audiences. So some of these people get dressed to the nines and look, you know, every bit as amazing as the performers when they come on out to burlesque shows.
For sure.
It's a great scene.
I think there's a lot of people that appreciate it, even if they don't necessarily want to perform themselves. They do other factions. And what about you, Bill? What brought you into the cabaret sort of community?
TNA.
TNA?
No, TNA? Just, no, not pure TNA.
Hey, that's fair.
Know, like, it all helps, you know.
Sure.
TNA and Neon Balls, what can I say? yeah, no, it's you know, like I kind of cut my teeth with performance photography, and for me, you know, capturing people live on stage, pouring out their hearts, you know, and their creative souls to the audience, to me, is something very, very special, you know, to be able to capture that moment, you know. It's, and we, I mean, all of us here, you know, we capture moments in terms of hundredths of a second, you know, and that's the difference between getting the best and, you know, coming out with something that's just kind of, you know, we want to give back to the performers themselves, and that's equally as important as what we get out of the experience.
For sure. Giving back. All that and more coming up on the Photography Edition. We're going to take a short break. We're going to go to question number 2 on the most asked questions by some of our listeners. I put out a little survey a little while ago to ask what you wanted to know about photography, and we're coming with the second most question after this. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's back there strumming away.
Yeah.
Like a romantic novel in here. It is simply beautiful. Our guests tonight are Frank, Julian, Robert, Shimona, Henry, Voodoo Bill, and Trevor Jansen. We'll be back with them to talk all sorts of stuff about photography here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Say, Tom.
Yeah, Bill, what's up?
How about a little puff?
Bad for your health.
Well, how about a little drink then?
Never touch this stuff. I don't drink tequila.
Try Sansomia.
I don't drink bourbon.
Try this Durban.
No thanks, brandy.
Hide this candy.
No gin and tonic.
Growing hydroponic.
If you don't like puffing and your situation's rubbing, you can munch the mighty muffin with a Jobkick Stuffin'. Jobkick Stuffin'.
No sense of roughing it.
Jobkick Stuffin'.
If you're toughin' it.
Jobkick Stuffin'.
No need for puffing it.
Jobkick Stuffin'.
When you can muffin it.
If you don't like puffing and your situation's rubbing, you can munch the mighty muffin with a Jobkick Stuffin'.
If you want to turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
Kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit every single day. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So we gonna smoke an ounce to this, G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to. Down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back!
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back!
With my mind on my money and my money on my back. That girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the door. And I'll be rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back!
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, juice.
Yes, the Cheese Man is back here on Cab Radio. Many thanks to last week's guest, Nathaniel Sen.
Nathaniel Sen.
He hooked me up after I lost my computer. He just recently gave me a bunch of music back, including Richard Cheese. That was his cover of Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg, Doggy Dogg, in case you couldn't figure that out by the song. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's back there playing our love music tonight.
Yeah!
Oh. It's like a warm blanket in here. A warm, romantic blanket. Fireplace is burning. Mmm, girl. I got the wine. Hey, girl, how about I take some pictures of you? You want me to take some dirty, nasty, sexy pictures of you? Because I want to take some pictures of you. I want you to lay back and feel the groove, girl. It's a shutter. Oh, yeah. It's feeling good now. Just lay on that tiger's print blanket. Yeah, start grinding those knees. Looking all dirty at me. I'm just gonna be over here taking your picture. Oh, the flash went off. Oh, the flash went off. Girl, you don't know what you do to me, girl. The flash went off. Oh, you look so beautiful right now.
So beautiful, babe.
So beautiful. I just want you to lay back and let me take a picture of you.
taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Hello. Welcome back to Cab Radio. My name is Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Still haven't given away those tickets to Glitzorama, so don't be afraid. You can phone. We won't bite.
Call.
One phone call can get you tickets to next Saturday's show. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Welcome to our photography edition. We are here, joined live in studio by four photographers. Their names are Frank Julian Roberts, Shimona Henry, Voodoo Bill, and Trevor Jansen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Teddy.
Thank you, Teddy.
Yeah, how you doing, too?
Are you ready for question number two?
Bring no, please!
Question number Shivering two on the list of what people wanted to know the most.
Does that have to do with sex?
And I did do a list, believe me. Was other than... I think we have a winner. Hold on. We might have to do this question in just a moment. This is pure anticipation. E-Rock?
Cabo Radio!
Is someone getting the tickets?
Hello, all right. We're going to throw you on the air, Claire. You're going to be talking with T. Smith. Are you ready for this? Wow! Are you feeling it? All right.
She's feeling it.
My sister.
All right, we have... Do we have her on the air here? Hello?
Hi, Teddy.
Hello.
Claire.
Who's this?
Claire.
How are you?
I'm well.
And are you calling about the Glitzorama tickets?
I sure am.
All right. Well, you have won yourself two tickets. Congratulations.
Whee! Thank you.
We will take down all your information when we put you on hold here. But I wanted to... It's going to be next Saturday, December 12th at the Red Room.
Excellent.
It's promised to be one of Vancouver's most glamorous shows.
Brilliant.
So exciting.
Well, thank you very much for calling. That is Claire. She's just won herself two tickets to Glitzorama next Saturday. We have two more tickets to give away as well during upcoming events, so stay tuned for that. Back here in studio, we're doing our photography edition, and we were just getting into question number two, which people from the world of cabaret wanted to know. And question number two, except for perhaps a few random shots, why are there not more pictures of the DJ at Kitty Nights? That was one of the ones that they asked. I don't know.
Ooh.
Okay, Voodoo Bill, up first.
Because you keep giving me a funny look every time I point
funny
a camera
look.
At you.
Okay. That's an honest answer. I like that. Anyone else?
A point of fact on this, I think, Teddy, you know me well enough to know I grab a shot of you every time I'm out shooting Kitty Nights.
Oh.
Every time. In fact, I believe I got a spectacular
of
one of that awesome Movember mustache you're still wearing today.
I know. I'm just bugging you guys. That wasn't the second question. I'm just pulling. I know you got a picture, and you got a picture, Trevor, of my mustache.
Oh, there you go.
It had the... I'm just growing in. What do you guys think? If you were, since you're in the world of aesthetics, you know, beauty, do I keep it? Do I shave it?
Keep it.
Keep it?
I'd say you need the shirt and the sunglasses to go with it. Without those, it just would look weird.
If you continue to maintain the 70s porn star thing, I think it would work. You should go with it, man.
Okay. Totally. Trevor, and what about you, Bill?
Me, I'm European. I fucking hate facial hair.
You hate facial hair.
I'm all about the stash.
All right. Well, that's three. That's plus our phone call. That's four for keeping them, and one against them. Now, talking about aesthetics, I wanted to, because E-Rock was looking at, and we were looking at some of your photos from your websites and stuff like that, and we can name drop those in just a minute if you'd like. But I just wanted to know in terms of everything else, like there's hair and there's makeup, like do you do any of that yourself, or do you have to always hire someone? Is it sort of a group effort?
I do a lot of hair and makeup myself. I also have Nicole Buckley working for me, Lydia DiCarlo. But yeah, I went to Vancouver Film School and I was doing a lot of era-based makeups, and that's actually what inspired me to start doing pinup photography.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you do some of your own, and then when you need help,
yeah,
you do the other part. What about you, Frank?
I would say, unlike Shimona, I need help every time. Hair and makeup is not my specialty at all.
Do you have my number?
I do have your number. But thankfully, when we have the opportunity to shoot a lot of Vancouver's burlesque performers as well as, you know, local models, many of them are pretty talented when it comes to their hair and makeup. It depends kind of the level you're going for. Sometimes when you need to push it that extra notch higher, mm-hmm. then you're going to want to bring in a professional. But many of them, they don't even want you to bring somebody in. They're really confident themselves, and they know what looks good on them.
Really?
That's the same for me. So a lot of the burlesque performers come in done up.
What about you, Trev? You say you do a lot of like editorials and stuff like that. What do you find in that part of the world?
I always bring in help.
Yeah.
If it's an environmental portrait, then, you know, we don't really need that so much. But if we're going for, you know, something more kind of higher end looking, a little bit more polished, I always call in help for sure.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to do the makeup yourself?
Well, yeah, if I had like a, if they're okay with me, like coming close to their eye with a little sharp, yeah, right. No, and I have a shaven head, so I only do one haircut.
Excellent.
And it looks good on everybody. Yeah, we all wind up looking like THX 1138 clones of each other, but, you know.
What about you, Bill?
Me? I'm totally on board with Frank. I think the girls in the burlesque scene are so together as far as their appearance is concerned. That, you know, like normally, it, you know, just with the burlesque scene, I never have to worry about that thing.
Right.
You know, it's...
They all
it's,
seem to have their crafted look.
Yeah,
almost,
you know, right? And...
Because there's
I mean,
a certain personality great, to yeah. each performer, right?
Exactly.
It comes with the name.
Exactly,
or...
and part of being a photographer is about the fact that you're bringing out people's personalities.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, you've got to be a good kind of creative listener as far as that's concerned, sometimes.
How do you mean listener? Like, you listen to the photographs, or how do you mean?
Well, you listen to the person.
Yeah,
you know,
what they want
to
put across.
I mean, just, you know, who they, you know, by, I don't know, it's complicated to explain. It's just, it's one of those things where, you know, you want to, photography is all about getting an essence of something, you know? And it's about the essence of somebody's personality. It's about uncovering something within somebody, or exposing something about somebody's, you know, about somebody. And, you know, and I love the fact that the performers in the burlesque scene are so together with that, and, you know, and so willing to give that to a camera, that is fantastic. You know, I mean, I used to do my own makeup back in the 90s. but that's another story.
You should see the makeup he has on right now.
That's
let's
our voodoo
bill.
Let's talk tech geek stuff for a minute. Like, what do you guys shoot with?
I love that he looks right to me. personally, I'm a Canon shooter, but these days, you know, any of the big SLR manufacturers will make a more than adequate
SLR.
Camera. SLR stands for single lens reflex. That's when you're going serious, you know, you have to graduate up from that pocket point and shoot. That's the big beefy ones with the changeable lenses. That's
right.
That's what you move to. I find that it's really a Canon with a decent lens that serves me in most cases.
I shoot Nikon just because my mom's always shot with Nikon. She's been a photographer for 15 years, so I kind of learned with her equipment.
And, runs in the family?
Yeah.
Runs
and
in the family.
And then I got my own Nikon, and yeah.
Trev?
I'm not really a techie gearhead kind of guy, but I do. There is kind of the Nikon, Canon kind of camps, and I always just tell people, find the tool that works for you.
Do really. You have multiple cameras, or do you just find you have one main camera that you just switch lens? Like I don't know photography, right? So how does it
I
work?
I have a backup camera because I had a camera fail once. I always make sure I have two.
It's probably like a guitar.
I will stay absolutely
right?
quiet about that one.
You find that tool, like you say, that tool that's going to help you create.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, you don't know exactly. I say with guitars as well, you find a guitar that it could be a shitty guitar, but it could sound unbelievable. And same with a camera, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You'd find something that just shoots an incredible picture, and it could be
Yeah. Have any of you found something like that? Like an old camera that you just picked up and just,
took an amazing picture? There's definitely, some fun to be had with vintage cameras and, old film cameras. I have a little nasty plastic Holga that I've taken some amazing shots with. But there's another side to it. Once you graduate to the professional gear, well, then you've spent maybe many thousands of dollars on a body, but you've also invested in lenses. And those lenses have a specific mount, and that mount works for a specific series. So, Shimona will have her Nikon lenses. I have my Canon lenses, and that's going to keep me in the Canon camp until I decide to sell off all of that.
So there's no interchangeable sort of companies?
It's tricky. It's tricky. Adapting
is tough.
It's
sort of like using like Mac products and PC products. You can only really
We all get fixed in certain camps at some point in time. It's just one of those things.
And Bill, digital or film? Is there any film left, or do people all use digital?
It's like as a friend of mine, Tom, said. He's a huge film guy, and he's been a photographer for years and years and years. And he was trying to get me, just kind of like, you don't know what you're missing with film or with digital, You guys, these days everything is so easy and you don't appreciate the process that, you really need to go through creatively and all the rest of this kind of thing. And he started shooting digital again. And he comes up to me in the bar one night, and I'll never forget it, and he sits there and he says, "You know what, Will? I'll be really honest with you. If I had had a digital camera when I was in my 20s, when I first started working, I would have got laid an awful lot more."
So you don't use film ever anymore?
I don't. It's actually something I'm really interested in getting into.
What about you, Trevor?
Film is dead. When Kodak stopped making film, film died, really.
Film is dead?
Film is dead.
Frank?
Noise is the new grain.
Film is kind of a fun little personal exercise for many photographers these days, but even some of the biggest photographers in the world will concede the point now that with what you can do post-processing, film brings nothing to the table that you can't achieve with digital, and there's all the benefits of cost savings, of being able to see what you've shot seconds after you've shot it. It's just too beneficial to shoot digitally these days for anybody to seriously commit to film, I think.
No, so you go to like an average Kitty Nights. Okay, how many shots do you take? Right, a couple of hundred?
Five or six or 800,
Right?
If I'm feeling heavy fingered that night.
No way. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Do you know how prohibitively expensive that would be?
That's 20 rolls of film. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was raised with a dark room in my house. Actually, my bathroom was taken over by dark room for my mom, and I started on a film camera. My mom was doing her home film processing. But of course that camera was around when I was a teenager. I took to the beach and got sand in it. So, and then I ended up going digital because it was just the way to go. Just so many benefits with digital.
Well, there you go. That was actually question number two, was digital versus film. And we answered that. Apparently, according to these four, digital is the way to go and film is dead. You are listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. We're going to be coming into some upcoming events very soon. We're also going to be giving away two more tickets to the Glitzorama, which is Saturday, December 12th at the Red Room Cabaret. It's an early show. We have two more tickets to give away from that. And Shimona, you said we have a gift certificate to give away as well.
Yes, for a free photo shoot.
There we go. We have one of those to give away as well. The number you want to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR. This is our photography special here on Cab Radio. We're going to get to some tunes, and then we're going to come back with upcoming events. Stay tuned.
Pinball. never seen him fall. That's their stomach like it. Sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was somebody table kid, but I just handed my pinball crown to him. Seen him fall, that deaf dumb a blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
yes, baby. Oh, oh, you're looking beautiful, baby. Yes, yes, give it to me, you naughty bitch. Oh, stop it. Stop it. No, go, go, go. Stop it. No, go. Yes, look at you. Oh, beautiful. Oh. Well, I'm spent.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, what's going on this week? All right, we're starting off with tomorrow, Wednesday, December 2nd. There's actually a show to do with photography. It's called Flickin' Awesome. It's going to be at the Fortune Sound Club. It starts at 9 p.m. and goes till 1 a.m. There's going to be DJ Sincerely Hannah. I'm not really sure who that is, but there's going to be a free photo booth and ridiculously good times courtesy of VIA, which is VancouverIsAwesome.com. A site that I've been recommended. I haven't checked it out too much, but a lot of people have been telling me it's kind of a cool place to go. They've also been doing a fun drive themselves that they need some cash Ola to get their website off and running again. Again, that is Flickin' Awesome. That is at Fortune Sound Club tomorrow night starting at 9 p.m. Moving over to Friday night, we have the Rio Theater presents their midnight twisted Christmas special of The Life of Brian by Monty Python and Terry Gilliam's Brazil. So, grab the mushrooms and head on down to the Rio on Friday at midnight. Technically Thursday, you know what I mean. No, I mean, oh, it's so confusing. Technically it's Friday, but really it's Saturday if you want to get all crazy. Friday, December 4th at 11:55 p.m. The Rio. It's Monty Python's Life of Brian and Terry Gilliam's Brazil. Two really, really weird films, especially Brazil. Moving over to Saturday, something in the daytime, if you want to check out some really good beer, if you know me or have heard me talk about it, I love beer, I love good beer, I don't like shitty beer, I don't like cheap beer, not very much anyways. There is the Dick's Pub Christmas Party Extreme Cask Ale Festival. I know it's huge. That is going to be Saturday, December 5th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Dick's Restaurant, which is at 871 Beattie Street. There's going to be 24 casks. Now, if you don't know what cask is, it's a type of brewing where it's just a lot fresher. There's not as much carbonation. They put it right up on the deck for you so you can try them all. Some of the companies include Spinnaker's from Victoria, Driftwood, Granville Island, Dead Frog. Of course, Dick's makes beer as well. So you want to head on down 12 to 5 p.m. Saturday, December 5th at Dick's on 871 Beattie Street. Delicious beer. Now, later that night, if you want to support the Pivot Legal Society, which is definitely a very honorable society to be a part of, it's a legal equality for everybody. Saturday, December 5th, 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. at Open Studios. There's going to be DJs K-Tel, Heebie Jeebie, Foxy Moron, Vinyl Richie, Visuals by Technomorph. And it's just going to go towards helping Pivot. Equality lifts everyone. So you want to check that out. That's the Not So Silent Night, Saturday, December 5th at Open Studios, which is at 252 East First Avenue. Now, moving over to Sunday, of course, Kitty Nights. It's our St. Nicholas Day show. Did you know that December 6th is actually St. Nicholas Day? And around the world, many countries celebrate that day, the big day, St. Nicholas Day. I didn't know that. I'm just reading it off a promo. I didn't know that. That is... Did you know that, E-Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, of course he did. It's going to be a great show. Cherry on Top, Bonnie Kilrow, Darla Devine, Burgundy Bricks, Go-Go by Sister Madley. Of course, the professor will be there, and DJ Teddy Smooth, that is me. I'll be spinning tunes till 12:30. So, that is upcoming events for this week here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. Back here live in studio, we are, this is all part of our photography edition special here on Cab Radio. I am joined in studio by Voodoo Bill, Trevor Jansen, Shimona Henry, and Frank Julian Roberts. Now, how about we shamelessly plug where you guys shoot? How about that? That's question number three. Where do we find information about, and where do we get your type of photos? What kind of photos do you do? There's so many questions to ask. First of all, okay, let's talk about styles. What kind of styles do you consider yourself doing? Do you do a lot? Do you do one or two? Shimona?
I specialize in pinup and glamour photography.
What does that mean?
1920s through 1960s era photography.
And to achieve that, what do you do?
Basically, I do a lot of work with posing and lighting.
Posing and lighting. There must be, though, some... Do you tell them to wear a certain type of clothing? Do you do their makeup for them? Because there's a certain glamour of that style that...
Yeah, really to achieve the pinup look, I have a collection of clothing and props, and I do supply, you know, the makeup and hairstyling. So women that come in and work with me, they get the full meal deal.
All right, and you said we were going to give away a photo shoot, yeah. Did you not? All right, we're going to do that right now. So if you'd like a photo shoot, a glamour pinup shot.
Do you do men?
No.
No men, okay.
I've done a couple, but...
I was going to run out and make a phone call.
But can a man phone in, or is it for women only?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, men or women, phone in right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have yourself a free pinup shot with Shimona Henry. And your website is pinupperfection.com, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm also
you like that?
Facebook,
I remember that. I didn't even have anything in front of me. Usually doesn't happen. Frank, what about you?
Well, I'd say as far as specialties go, I run the gamut a bit more, perhaps, than Shimona does. Yeah. I shoot some pinup, a lot of live event stuff. To be honest, I'm an artificial light junkie, so I find myself doing all sorts of creative things with light whenever I get half the chance.
An artificial light junkie? Yeah, what does that mean?
You've seen me, Teddy, at like dollhouse parties and stuff. I can't bring myself to just shoot with the light that's there. I have to have an off-camera remote strobe that's in my left hand and dragging the shutter and doing all these crazy techniques to get some really cool effects.
Now, you talked about that a little bit earlier and just right now about sort of being an event photographer. What about being an event photographer? Is it that pure raw energy? I mean, I saw some of your pictures from the Dollhouse Blue party, mm-hmm. and some of those are just the lighting and like the crispness of the colors and a blue popping out everywhere.
Yeah.
And obviously that has to do with some of the people who are wearing the costumes, but how does an environment like that really set you off in terms of wanting to take a picture of that?
Well, to be honest, I'm a compulsive documentarian. I'll have my camera with me wherever I go if I can, and I'm at a party like that, and it's seeing all these amazing people. I just want to take their pictures. So there's a side to it that's related to that. But then I think, you know, Vancouver's party goers and performers bring a lot to the table, so it's easy. And then you simply just apply as creative an approach to your lighting as you can, and you get that effect.
Do you find that people in that environment want their picture taken?
Totally, yeah, totally. I never have to twist an arm.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
They come to me if I haven't approached them, for sure.
All right, well, I think we have a caller here who...
Marina.
All right, Marina is on the line. Hello, Marina.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Fantastic, thank you.
And are you calling? What are you calling in regard to? Are you recalling into the prize to win?
I was just calling in to win something, and that's about it.
All right. Well, you have won yourself a free photo shoot.
That's fucking awesome.
To Shimona Henry.
I'm so excited.
She's glamour. She's pinup girl. Are you excited to be a pinup girl and a glamour girl?
Are you kidding me? What woman wouldn't be?
Exactly.
I didn't want something like that. Absolutely.
What man wouldn't be, and I couldn't do it.
Well, thank you so much for phoning in and winning.
Awesome.
I believe
E-Rock's
gotten your information.
Phone.
I don't yet.
Okay, stay on the line. E-Rock's going to take your information so we can get you that prize pack, okay? Don't hang up, and we'll get you that prize. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yes. Excitement for the pinup. Perfection.com, because who doesn't want to be a glamour girl? Now, what were we talking about here? Oh, we're talking about styles. Trevor, what's your style?
Style?
Yeah, like what do you hold as your style, or do you like to do a whole bunch? Or
As a freelancer, I tend to shoot whatever's kind of needed. Burlesque and cabaret and the pinup kind of stuff is just one facet of what I like to do. It's more of a creative outlet for me. The stuff that I'm that I call work, I guess, is more editorial or documentation, that kind of stuff. Actually, one thing I'd like to kind of plug, if I may, is a Vancouver-specific culture blog that I've been shooting for over a year now, called Vancouver versus Vancouver.
which has been a lot of fun for me as well, just kind of documenting the different scenes. And certainly the burlesque scene has been was one of the first kind of scenes actually that welcomed me in when I first came to Vancouver, and has kind of kept my attention for a long time. So there's a bit of a slant towards that and the people who are involved in that. But yeah, Vancouver versus Vancouver.
You have all sorts of categories. I mean, you do from it's a category of commercial drive, and then there's Kitsilano. So you just specifically go around to these areas and take sort of pictures of what's happening in that environment.
It's really about kind of like busting open the doors in Vancouver in terms of like different kinds of scenes, cultures, and there's lots of kind of different delineations in Vancouver that are ethnic, geographical, interests. It's crazy. And there's also kind of this cross-pollination. Frank was mentioning earlier between like the burlesque scene and say like the burner scene. There's a lot of kind of crossover there, but they're also very distinct groups as well. With their own kind of fashion and sense of what they enjoy in terms of music and the vibe that they put out there.
There's definitely all sorts. I mean, there's the whole, everyone sort of blends together, and yet there's the whole rockabilly side and the sort of the more hippie sort of side of burlesque, a little bit more of the the pretty, like a little bit more even leaning towards the Maxines, which is a little bit out into like, we don't really want to talk about it because it's kind of boring. But it definitely, you know, there's all those like factions of different stuff, and then but there seems to be a great part where people meet together in burlesque. Bill, what about yourself?
Sorry, I just.
What, how do you classify? Do you classify your style?
I was trying to kind of think about that. You know, and I think about the smartest comment I came out with was like, you know, lowbrow beats highbrow, which makes me monobrow, but that doesn't quite work. No, you know, I don't know what to say. My stuff has definitely got an edge to it. I'm definitely involved and appreciate sex-positive communities. And so for me, it's all more about the sensual side of life. And more about the hedonistic side of life.
What other stuff do you shoot? So you talk about that. Do you go to stuff like Sin City or?
I do fetish photography. You know, I mean, my stuff is really it. You know, my stuff can take on like a very European kind of pervy feel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
then
all
other
need
times,
to be pervy sometimes.
Well, exactly. You know. You know, and then other times it's, you know, it's kind of very classical, you know, like Shimona, like, you know, 1950s, 60s kind of pinup feel.
Sort of glamour,
you know,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it's really so varied, and it's so based on the individual and what I see when I walk into the situation, you know.
And Trevor, you touched on this just in your last comment about work, like you sort of wanted to define that part of it as work. What were... Does work and just the love of it change for you?
I guess you could say it's the difference between passion and...
Frank's dying in the hallway. In case you want to know what that is.
He coughed up a lung.
So yeah, someone give that man his lung back.
Sorry, go on.
It's kind of the division between passion and love. You know, I'm very passionate about photography, but if you do it for the love, then you're not necessarily worried about being paid for it.
Right.
And it is a time of a tough negotiation when you make your living by doing it as a creative person. When you sometimes you'll do something for free as a creative outlet, and then someone else will approach you and say, "Well, you did it for free for them." It's like, "Well, that was a project, or that was what I was working on at the time." And you know, also the difference between whether they've come to you or you've gone to them with an idea. It's a tricky negotiation, especially as a creative person.
Right.
And when you get paid to do it, you know, for magazines or publications. Thankfully, a lot of people, you know, have respect for the work that we do, and if they have an idea and they respectfully ask us to work on that project with them, and they don't have a budget for it, and if it fits with what we're doing at the time, then fantastic. You know, by all means, you know, my door is open. You know, ask me if you have an idea, but you know, don't expect anything.
Well, since you guys came to the show, I'm assuming that you wanted to come to shoot me and Teddy. So does that mean that we charge you to shoot us, since you came to us this
Frank,
time?
Frank's the one who brought his camera. You have to talk to him.
Right, sir.
Oh, we're digging in the pocket for him.
I think he's got some change for you.
I got like
don't call
50.
These boys cheap, but they'll hit you with a bag of quarters if you don't give them enough money.
Oh, thanks. There we go. We got
the most we've gotten so far.
That is. I'm sorry, Teddy. I'll give you a bus fare. Okay.
All right.
Wow. All right. None of that change was even silver.
Copper color. Hey, listen. We're gonna come back. We're almost out of time here. It's gone by so fast, but we're gonna get to some more tunes, and we're gonna have some closing moments with our photographers tonight. They are Frank Julian Roberts. FJR, Shimona Henry, Voodoo Bill, and Trevor Jansen. We'll be back in just a few minutes to have our closing remarks on the photography edition. Thanks for listening. This is Cabaret with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM. I'm here with E-Rock.
Yo.
And we're having a good time. We're just going to get a few more things that you want to know about photography. Oh, and we're going to give away those second pair of tickets right now. So if you're still listening or you're on the podcast and you haven't heard, there's a winner by the end of the show. You can call us right now for phoning 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can hit us up the next day at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. And if you missed any of our shows, you can check them all out at citr.ca under shows, under the C. We have a whole list of all the stuff we've done. Done all sorts of stuff. It's your late night variety show here on Cabaret Radio, Tuesday nights at 11. We'll be back with closing moments right after this.
Showing up the fatty, yes, I'm breaking up the house.
Every night.
Yeah, breaking up the house.
Every night.
If we don't have a meeting, everybody's gonna get real tight.
Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career, which you called the Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad flags up. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
Good after all these years. It's always a favorite at Kitty Nights. That is Bill Haley. And the comments from the American Graffiti soundtrack. I'm sure it's from other things as well, but that's my version of it. It's Rock Around the Clock. Dropped that the other night at Kitty Nights. Super fun. It still gets people. It's great. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I got E-Rock in the background.
Yo!
You got the guitar still going there? Are you going to do some romanticness for our final moments? Some love moments? This is our photography edition. We are joined by Trevor Jansen, Fooda Bill, Simona Henry, Frank J. Roberts. Frank J. Frank J. Roberts, photography. Let's talk about where people can hook up with you guys. Frank, how about you?
Sure, sure. I got a couple websites on the go in desperate need of updates, but they can find me at frankjulian.com or helianthusphoto.com.
That's Helianthus.
Helianthus photo.com.
Shimona.
Pinupperfection.com. Pinup Perfection Photography on Facebook.
And what are they going to find on your site?
I've got portfolios, pricing information, frequently asked questions.
I saw on here there's the maternity section. That's
yeah.
All. What is? Just quickly tell me about that.
I started doing maternity pinups because I was sick of seeing all the same shots over and over.
So obviously that's a, you know, only certain people can ask for that.
Yes.
One. Yes. They have to be pregnant.
Yes.
How do I get involved?
E-Rocks really wanted to come to a
those are the ones who really caught my eye.
I don't know something about it, man. Voodoo Bill, what about yourself?
I'm a face crack addict.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's all through Facebook. Voodoo Bill Custom Photography, spelled with a K. And yeah, and you'll find me there. Not hard to find.
I think we're all over Facebook pretty heavily.
Yeah, we are.
Right?
We're all
Facebook. Oh, I'm all over it.
World.
Trevor?
Except when I get kicked off.
Yo,
we're kicked off.
Yay!
We
volleyball we picked up.
I'm still safe. I'm still safe.
Oh, Hank, you're letting down the side.
After Trevor gives his little plug here, I wanted to quickly ask about that. Was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at trevorjansen.com or Google Vancouver versus Vancouver for that culture-specific blog about our city.
Okay. And there's actually like guest editorial people, and like I see that Corinne Lee of the Rio Theater has a written piece and everything.
Yeah,
so
actually the
blog. Do people have a chance to get on that website, or how does that work?
Actually, I've just expanded it. For the last year, I've been doing it myself and decided that it needed more of a wider appeal and more voices adding to it, because there's just so much in this city. It's incredible.
There is. There's a lot to cover.
And so I've approached people that I know who are in media, and so I have Corinne Lee as my writer, I have Xander Grayson as my videographer, I have Michael Fitzpatrick as my podcaster, and I am the
photographer. Does he do the voices?
He does.
Because he's got a rad voice.
That guy is honey smooth.
I've talked to him about honey being smooth. Doing some voice stuff for me, because he's like, really?
Honey smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I'm like, man, your voice is butter, baby.
Yeah, yeah. His first podcast is due. Actually, Michael, you're overdue. But yeah, his first podcast will be available soon.
Awesome. And Vancouver versus Vancouver. So what's the website? VVSV.ca?
Yeah, VVSV.ca. It's just kind of shorter. But if you Google Vancouver versus Vancouver.
All right. Well, we got a few more minutes here on Cab Radio's photography. And I did want to talk about that.
Facebook.
And
censored by Facebook.
Like, what is the deal? I mean, you take pictures of cabaret and burlesque performers, and then you get kicked off. How do you battle that, or what is the deal with that?
Well, I'm private now.
Yeah.
I'm private. Is that group's private?
That does.
Is it someone reporting it, or are they actually surfing?
No, it is not Facebook itself. It is somebody who goes out there with not a personal vendetta, but who does want to eradicate any amount of side boob or, you know,
side shots.
But if it's a social network where you're creating your own profile, how can they?
Well, it's all down to their terms of service agreement. Right. If you go and read all the fine print, there are a bunch of fairly conservative people behind that site, and you know, as much as everybody in the world uses Facebook, they're going to want to maintain a certain standard, and if your particular profile or group or page or whatever it is starts to, you know, get a few too many people up in arms, then they're going to be brutal. And both Shimona and David D'Onofrio, you know, and a few other people.
What happened to me was that my site got taken down in one day alone, right? Because all you need 3 pictures. That somebody objects to, right? And you're done.
Wow.
Right? That's it. And they will literally on your Facebook status, they'll sit there and go, this picture's been taken off, this picture's been taken off, this picture's been taken off.
Sure.
And then the next time you try and log in after that's happened, and they'll suddenly it's like, no, you've been blacklisted from Facebook.
Wow. I once reported my friend, I didn't know that he took pictures of me taking a shit on our camping trip, and he posted them as profile picture. I reported him. He's like, what did you do that for, man? They said they were going to cut off my profile. I'm like, well, why'd you put them on friggin' Facebook then, man?
That reminds me, I got a tiny plug to make, which is if you search for the one and only Teddy Smooth on Vimeo. I do a little bit of video as well as my stills.
Oh,
you will find our friendly buddy here.
The only one I've allowed on the internet so
far. Oh, he's so spectacular. It's well worth a look.
It's well shot. I don't usually like burlesque and cabaret on video, but...
Oh, the man is a superstar.
It was very well shot.
And
so.
Teddy, by the way, just the walk around for anybody who does get barred off of Facebook for posting two racy photos.
Yeah.
The walk around is that if you have a group and stuff like that, then all you really need to do is sign up with a new profile with a different email address, and you can actually go in and claim ownership of the group that you formerly belonged to and formerly ran.
Really?
Because it now no longer has an administrator, but it's still kept open.
And Trevor, you just fought them, didn't you? You
I
almost
the
got.
Power and one,
and what do you have to do to get that back?
I wrote them a very terse email about the inconsistency.
Terse. I like that. Yes, I like
very
terse
emails.
It's a very terse email.
Inconsistent practices.
Because I tried that, and all I was ever getting back was just like form letters and stuff like that.
Maybe you weren't terse enough.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like, come on. The stuff that they have up there, I mean, there's tons of side boob and like butt cheeks showing everywhere, and all the glamour photography groups that they have. It's really, they take offense to pasties. If there's not a piece of string joining the pasties, it's not a bikini, and therefore it is obscene and pornographic.
Hmm. Wow. They ever battle?
Hmm.
of the underground.
Insane. That was why.
Yeah. Well, you broke the terms of service, and
but you say you won the battle, so
I'm back. After this email exchange, they turned my account back on.
How many emails did you have to send to get them to do it?
One. Bam.
Bam.
It was just so.
That is the
one
power
kill
of Trevor Jansen.
It was so terse. Guys, we're out of time here on Cab Radio, but I wanted to thank all of you for coming on. Maybe if we could just get your email sites one more time in case people want to check you out.
Frank? Sure. You can find me on frankjulian.com or helianthusphoto.com.
Shimona?
Pinupperfection.com.
TrevorJansen.com or Vancouver versus Vancouver.
And I am, of course, Voodoo Bill Custom Photography at Facebook.
This has been our photography edition of Cab Radio. E-Rock's in the back.
Good. Yo!
Did you put your guitar away?
I put it away.
Oh, okay.
You gave me the hand
motion. I know, but just when we were talking about Facebook, I thought maybe you want to bring it out for the ending here?
Can
we?
Okay, well, all right. I guess I could.
We wait for that. Hey, we still got a pair of tickets to give away to Glitzerama Saturday, December 12th at the Red Room. If you'd like to win, you have a chance to call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And if you haven't heard a winner by the time I play the song that I'm going to play, contact us at cabradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. And you can have some tickets to Glitzerama next Saturday, December 12th. It's promised to be the most glamorous burlesque show ever. I don't know. I unfortunately have to work that night. I got a gig. I'm doing the Rec Beach Christmas party. So that should
be
interesting. E-Rock's going to be there too. We're going to be working together. That's
Do they come naked to that party?
I don't know. I've yet to find out.
Dressed naked? Wait a minute.
Teddy and E-Rock naked. I might come just for that.
Is that part of
you Manhattans?
We're bartending that evening. So
We are bartending.
The owners are a little small. If you ask, yes, you ask for a martini.
It's cold up there.
Don't ask for my cherries. That's all I got to say. Thanks for joining us. Again, give us a shout at cabradio@gmail.com, especially if you got ideas for the show. We also carry all our podcasts on iTunes. Just search CITR-CabRadio or on the CITR.ca website under shows, under C. You can find any of the shows, including this one, if you missed it. But if you missed it, you're probably listening to it right now on a podcast. And this is really useless banter that I'm doing. Thanks very much. All right, we're out of here. E-Rock, rock us out a little bit, buddy, and then we'll kick it into a song. We'll see you next Tuesday at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM. That is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Thanks to our guests. We're out. Photography, baby. Out of town. Reuben Carter and a couple of
was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Bello had a partner and he had a rap for the cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. The wounded man looks up to his one dying eye. See, why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy. Here's the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been a champion of the world. Later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While Arthur Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use his break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch. But he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he'd never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bradley and they both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed.
ashamed to live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world.
Just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.